Welcome back to new Pesukei HaDaf. This is Rabbi Yaakov Trump, and we are learning Brachos Daf Mem Beis today. Mem Beis only has two Pesukim, and they are found on Amud Aleph. We're going to focus on both of them, actually. The primary Pesuk is the first one, and that is the Pesuk which appears in Bereishis, Perek Lamed, Pesuk Chav Zayin, and reads as follows. Vayomer Lov Lavon. Lavon says to him, Im no matzasi chen beinecho, if I have found favor in your eyes, ni chashti, I have learned, Vayivarcheni Hashem biglalecha, Hashem has blessed me on your account. What is this referring to? The Gemara actually uses this in the context of certain things which are always attached to one another. Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi quotes the following, who says that there are three techifos, there are three things which are naturally attached to one another. One, we have smicha, we have shchita. You do smicha on an animal, you do shchita immediately afterwards. If you do geula, that's the bracha of the third bracha of Kriya Shema, you go right before you start davening. And finally, teichel to netilas yodayim bracha. If you do netilas yodayim, you wash your hands, it should be that your bracha should be done straight afterwards because the bracha actually deserved to go beforehand. Abaye adds that there's one more couplet of attached ideas, and that is teichel to talmidei chachamim bracha. Right after talmidei chachamim, or connected to talmidei chachamim, is blessing. The one example is where Lavan over here agrees that his house has been blessed because of Yaakov. And the other example is Yosef, who, because he was in the house of Potiphar, the house of Potiphar was also blessed. And it quotes another pasuk from later on in Bereishis Lamedtes. Let's try to understand the context over here. So first of all, where exactly in history are we? At this moment in time, Yaakov Avinu has now been at the house of Lavan for 14 years. He's worked 7 years for each of his wives, Leah and Rachel. At this point in time, he has just given birth with Rachel too. They've just had the child Yosef, and now he makes the request from Lavan. It sounds like he's asking for wages or leaving. At this point, Lavan says to him, you know what, Hashem has blessed me, Nichashti, I've seen now that Hashem has blessed me. And then he says, Nokvalai Sukharava Etona, and he says, state your price. And this is when the whole cheating happens with all the different colors and stripes and dots on the different animals. Let's try to understand the pasuk in its context. What does the word Nichashti mean? So the Ramban presents two opinions. One is, the opinion is that it means nisisi, I have tried. I'm an accomplished businessman. I've noticed that my stocks have gone upwards only in the last 14 years. I am a shepherd. I've seen that, in fact, you have skill and you have blessed me by being here. On the other hand, other Mepharshim like the Ibn Ezra suggest that no, menachesh v'trafim, it means the word that he divined through his sorcery. He used his trafim, these idols which Rachel would later steal, and I understand that ultimately you're bringing good to me, which is fascinating because that means to say that were it not for the fact that his idols were divining to him that he was successful on behalf or because of his son-in-law, he would have perhaps attributed it to other means. It was a good year, there was great weather, the economy was going up, different presidency, whatever it would have been that he attributed to. He says, I'm forced to admit that in fact you brought me good luck, which seems to sort of be a backhanded compliment in that respect, if that's the interpretation. But then the question it really asks, one has to ask of the Gemara is, where do you see the tekef? Where is the connection? How do you know that hosting a Talmid Chacham, hosting a spiritual person like Yaakov, automatically creates bracha? So Nachal Kidumim, one of the Purushim on the Torah, says a very beautiful thing. Listen to the words in the Pasuk. Vayivarcheni Hashem biglalecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed me because of you. The word biglalecha actually sounds like another word. Galal. What does the word galal mean? To roll. When was rolling happening in the story? Ah, says the Nachal Kedumim. Fantastic. When's the first time Yaakov interacted with Lavan's household? When he came to the well. What was on the well? A rock. What did Yaakov do? He rolled the Evan. He rolled the stone off the rock. And Lavan says, from that very first moment where you saved my daughter, where you helped my daughter in front of the shepherds, at that moment in time, that's when I started getting bracha. Big lalecha. That's the takef. That's the immediacy that the Gemara is referring to. One last question over here. Why does the Gemara bring a second pasuk? The Torah Tumim, where Baruch HaLevi Epstein, in his footnotes on this drasha quoted in the Gemara, says a beautiful thing. He says, because think about this. Who is the voice in each of these two pasukim? The voice in this pasuk is Lavan saying, you know what, I'm forced to admit that in the corner, with my back to the wall, I understand it must have been you who's been blessing me. But you know, I really didn't, you can see I really don't want to. I have to attribute it through my sorcery and my divination. Whereas the second pasuk is not any non-Jewish individual speaking, it's Hashem himself. Hashem is saying Potiphar's house was blessed as a function of Yosef being there, and that is an objective standard of success. Therefore, that's why the Gemara brings the second pasuk to give us, we'll call it, the specific and objective standard of the fact that if you treat people who are spiritual, people who are sages, well, you will be blessed immediately. And that's the fourth takeaway brought in this Gemara. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.